Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, we'll talk about the joy that is set before us. As the Lord disciplines us and we begin to mature, we begin to look for the joy set before us, realizing that as we partake of His nature, we will reap the peaceful fruit of His righteousness.
Yeah, I think about the joy of the Lord is our strength. In His presence is fullness of joy. Even when your bones are broken, you rejoice.
Psalms 51, let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice.
Basically, how does that work in your life? I had a lot of joy when I first accepted the Lord. There was a tremendous amount of joy and just feeling loved and accepted. And then that started to wane over time. I know in a walk with the Lord, there's seasons. Not everything was 100% joy all the time.
I think sometimes it's the Lord's putting us through the things to create us into sons.
I want to coin a term. It's called mature joy.
Yeah.
When you're a new Christian, everything's new and there is a flood of joy and love that you feel. You're experiencing a relationship with the Lord that you've never had. It's kind of like a honeymoon experience. We've talked about that before. And so there's a lot of joy. There's a lot of love that's poured out on you. And then God begins to put you through the hoops to become mature son. And those not necessarily are very joyful or very happy or very fun.
I think you're seasoned. It's gotten deeper. It's more intense. It's more focused. And it becomes easier, I think, as we mature because we know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like when the Lord first meets you and He gives you three or four M&Ms. When you get to a place of maturity, it's like having that really good Swiss chocolate. That's kind of what we're expressing here is. But with that, and going back to what Ron was saying, is that's the joy set before us. After going through so many things, the discipline of the Lord and so forth, we now have really come to realize that those scourgings and discipline times, there's a joy coming at the other end of it.
I think that maybe the maturing process is being cut short, that the maturing process is speeding up.
Absolutely.
I believe it can be cut short in righteousness.
It's what Dale loves to talk about, you know. Jesus was on that cross 3 hours. Why should we have to be on a cross for 40 years?
That's one thing that really bugs me is this. I'm just going, okay, Lord, I love you, but man, why does it have to take so long?
I really believe it's that resistance of the Adamic nature, the flesh nature, that doesn't want the change. Our brains are saying, yes, I want this change. And our hearts are saying, yes, Lord, I need this change. But our inner man is saying, like hell you do.
I think, isn't it in Hebrews where he's talking about the chastening of the son?
Correct.
Yes.
I think that our human mind has been so trained that we think the joy is all about making me feel good.
Right.
There is a definite side to joy that's still there, but it doesn't feel good. In my case, that's my human appraisal of the situation. That there is a discipline of your spirit. God uses a human situation to discipline you. And then there's spiritual discipline that comes. When we're done, there's one major thing that we are is we're thankful. And thankfulness brings worship. Worship brings joy to the Lord and returns to us joy. What you're getting at, Deb, how does a mature son of God look at when he comes to change us? Every son whom he receives, he chastens.
Yeah.
Throwing out my human mind, there is a joy that God brings with his changing you because he loves you.
Yeah, you're talking about Hebrews 12.
Right.
And it really starts in verse 10. And I want to read this because it also fits tightly into what Deb has been talking about tonight also. And it says, he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. Mm-hmm. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet, to those who have been trained by it, have gone through it once or twice before, right? Afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Therefore, strengthen the hands that are weak and the knees that are feeble, and make straight the paths for your feet, so that the limb which is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather healed.
Christ's joy on the cross was the fact that he knew with what he was doing that now we would have an open door back to the Father that was closed to us in the garden.
Right.
Yep.
The joy of having us back with him, being able to talk to the Father, being able, you know, to be in his presence, which is the one thing that Adam had.
Yeah.
And now the veil is rent and we are back to where we can reach in to the Father and commune with him.
Well, on this podcast, we've seen that as an immature child, discipline is not joyful at all. But as we mature in the Lord, the process begins to be shorter, and we realize the joy that is set before us.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.